In the headlines, expects the cost of living to increase for the remainder of 2025. Over $20 million Barbados dollars spent so far on road rehabilitation projects. Education reform announcements spark concern from several organizations. More families seeking back-to-school assistance this year, and an appeal to the business sector to create more opportunities for school leavers and young Barbadians. Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details coming up. Barbadians can expect the cost of living to increase during the remainder of 2025. During a frank interview with the president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industries, BCCI, Paul Innes, earlier, he revealed that importers were still facing uncertainty with shipping logistics and varying tariff announcements in the United States, making the issue almost unavoidable.
Any increase in the cost of goods will normally be passed on to customers. So I'm not going to hide from the fact that we will see an increase in the cost of goods coming out of the U.S. from foreign suppliers and manufacturers that pass through the U.S. We will see an increase in those goods, whether it's electronics, whether it is what we will see in our grocery stores and in the supermarkets. But a lot of it is dependent on where our retailers and wholesalers and importers, where they source their goods from.
Mr. Innes further stated that there will be efforts made by some retailers to absorb the increases.
Some retailers, wholesalers, distributors may decide to bear some of the increased costs and pass some along. Some may not be able to. It is not a one size fit all because people have different financial and business models for their organizations and their businesses, right? That is the reality.
However, the BCCI president added that the situation of increased prices is likely to continue unless current plans to import from other countries becomes a reality.
When you look at fruits and vegetables, why should we continue to buy a significant amount of our fruits and vegetables out of the U.S.? Can there not be produced within the Caribbean? Can we get serious about that? And then our next door neighbors in terms of Latin America and South America, I'm learning through various and diverse discussions that if we get serious, about 40% of our fruits and veg can probably be sourced out of LATAM and South America. So we're also working with government in a deliberate, diligent way with haste to actually understand what the LATAM South America markets opportunities can do.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industries, Paul Innes. The major announcements made by the Ministry of Educational Transformation yesterday have failed to address the key issue surrounding the 11-plus examination, elitism. This is the charge being made by Principal of the Eiffel Academy, Alex Eiffel, who says the various developments are progressive but said an imbalance in distribution of funding across different secondary schools remain a concern.
You're not solving the problem of elitism, which is the core of the issue of the 11 plus exam. No child in Barbados, or if you say one child or two or three, they don't say they want to go to Princess Margaret School. They don't say they want to go to Granley Adams School. You ask any child and they teach lessons. I want to go to Queens College. I want to go to Harrison College. I want to go to St. Michael. But yet you say all schools are equal. If you look at the budget, for example, for each school, and this I've said on record multiple times, the budget for the schools at the top are higher. They get more money, more resources than the ones at the bottom. I've not seen that being addressed, and I don't think it will be addressed in the way that they envision it will be.
Highlighting the positive aspects, Mr. Eiffel pointed to investment in teacher education as a major step in the process of transformation.
I like some of the changes that I've heard. For example, the early screening programs. I like that, to be able to detect if students have issues. I like the professional development for teachers that they have been working on over the last few years and even recently for principals. Even the aspect of the literacy, because we know the foundation to academic success and lifelong learning. Communicating. There are some things, though, that I do have issues with. The nutrition policy is one of the areas where we need to get serious. Students should not be allowed to eat snacks. They should not be allowed to have snacks, where the snacks have a high concentration of chemicals that are bad for them. The same way they can't buy alcohol, they should not be allowed to purchase them.
Principal of the Eiffel Academy, Alex Eiffel. Meantime, spokesperson of the group of concerned parents, Paula Ann Moore, says there still needed to be clarity on the transition from primary to secondary schools. You're listening to the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest. Government has spent $26 million to complete major roads works across the country so far. This was revealed by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, who, along with several contractors, provided a comprehensive update on the government's road rehabilitation efforts, highlighting progress under the CAF Roadworks program. She added additional 11 roads are being upgraded with roller compacted concrete, a technology chosen for its durability.
Now, to date, from that 100 million, we have actually spent about 26 million on the roads that have been completed and the roads that are currently in progress. We have about 26 roads that have been completed. And as I said, that is included Rock Dunder Phase 1 and 2, the Fustic Village, the Yorkshire Road, Millionaire Road in St. Peter, Gibbons Terrace, and there are many others. We've also identified another 11 roads for roller compacted concrete, because we are mindful that the main contractors that are engaged in asphalt construction, that obviously if we are to bring the relief that we need to the country across the road infrastructure, it is going to require different kinds of technologies, and certainly technologies that may be able to last a lot longer.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. Minister of Labour, Colin Jordan, is calling on the business sectors to provide greater job opportunities for young people. Speaking at the JobStart Plus stakeholders meeting this morning, Mr. Jordan highlighted challenges many school leavers face when seeking employment, such as the demand for experience. He said more businesses need to get on board with employing young people. President of the Eden Lodge Charitable Trust, Dwayne Grazette, says the number of children seeking assistance from the charity has significantly risen this year. Speaking this morning during a news conference at the Cloister Bookstore to announce a donation of school supplies as well as a donation from the Sandy Lane Charitable Trust, Mr. Grazette revealed that initial proposals catered for 525 children, but the figure has since climbed to around 600. Our top stories. Expect the cost of living to increase for the remainder of 2025. Over $20 million Barbados dollars spent so far on road rehabilitation projects. Education reform announcements spark concern from several organizations. More families seeking back-to-school assistance this year. And an appeal to the business sector to create more opportunities for school leavers and young Barbadians. This has been The Latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Christo J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.